Let's take a moment to hear Nick Angier's report on local events in the Greater Vancouver area.
Hey, this is Nick Angiers, and I'm here at BodasCon 2019 with the man himself, Rob Bodas. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me here, Nick. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So right now we're approaching the end of the convention. This was my first time, but obviously not your first time around. Just like to say that it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed this first wargaming convention that I've been to. From what you tell me, it's one of the largest in all of Canada. First of all, could you tell us a bit about your story? How did BodasCon come to be? And the background of the con?
First of all, I'm glad you had a good time because that makes me feel good because I only do this as long as people keep having fun. I started the convention back in 2007 with 32 people. We picked up a few people every year to the point where this year we had, I think we had 136 people here today, but 145 registered. One of the reasons I started this convention was I was going to conventions in the States that had a wargaming component. But there was nothing strictly just, all my friends are wargamers. And we had no convention of our own. There was a science fiction convention, a horror convention, furries, VCon. There was no specific wargaming convention. And so I just started talking to my friends, thought, let's try to put something together. Because I was organizing scout camps, the scout leader thought, I could do this. Started bugging my friends, nobody wanted to commit. Then I talked to my friend Art Brochet in 2007, and Art was like the cool kid. If he's going to your house party, then everybody wants to be there. And in August of 2007, Art said, Rob, you put a convention on, I'll be there. And suddenly, everybody wanted to be there. And within a month and a half, I had my first event. It succeeds because I have a lot of friends that help me. I treat people as I expect to be treated. I think you will observe this week, there was a great degree of camaraderie here. We started off as all, pretty much, it was all men. Then over time, guys are like, I can't come with my girlfriend. So I make a couple's right. Well, I'd like to bring my kids. I make a family right. If there's people that don't have enough money to be here, I come up with their passes. As you saw, we took up a collection for the food bank. Starting in 2008 or 9, I think in 2009, my brother was in Afghanistan. So we collected a bunch of books, movies, and board games and shipped them over because Canada Post is sending stuff for free to Canadian soldiers overseas. We did that. And the next year, I just started taking up a collection for the food bank because we have the luxury of sitting around playing games all weekend. Others are having wondering when the next meal comes from. Growing up in a poor family, I had to rely on the food bank. This is my way of paying things forward. And so I like to say we're a convention with a conscience.
Wow, that's a very inspiring story. And not many conventions can say the same thing or even anything close to that.
And then one other thing. So this year, in previous years, I've just taken food collections. Friends are like, Rob, food banks could do more with a cash donation. So this year, as part of the registration process, people can make an online cash donation, which I collected. We raised just shy of $700 for the food bank. And plus, we have about 100 pounds worth of non-perishable goods as well.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, is there a reason why you chose to have a wargaming convention right around Remembrance Day?
I always did it the weekend before Remembrance Day because, once again, when I first started this, I was also working, I was a scout leader, and we had a camp in late November, and so I wanted to make sure I had at least, they were at least 2 weeks apart. But also, I don't run the event on Remembrance Day because I've had family members that served. I don't want people to have to choose in Remembrance Day ceremonies for coming to my convention. This weekend happens to be a long weekend, but I'm at my Legion tomorrow for Remembrance Day ceremonies.
Okay, great. So now that I've been to BodasCon, I have a better idea of what wargaming is, but what's your definition? What would you say is a wargame?
I guess a wargame is any kind of game that involves, whether it's conflict simulation, two sides opposed to each other, but to me, I mean, I know we're classed as a wargame, but to me, this is board games. This has been my hobby since I was 9 years old. So I'm 51 now, so you do the math. I can't at this point, I'm so damn tired. For me, although before it was about playing the game to see how the history could have turned out, but all these years later, the game has become the medium for which I get to sit down with my friends. Whereas before I would play specific games like American Civil War or such, now I'll play anything as long as someone's willing to teach me the rules because I got to spend time with my friends. Over the years, like we've had friends that have started to pass away. Like we have the Rick White Memorial Award. My buddy Rick White helped me get the convention going. He passed away suddenly in 2016. And so we have an award that we award every year to the person that most epitomizes the spirit of camaraderie or promoting the hobby or who's helpful, nice to be around at the convention. And this year it went to Stephen Graham, who passed away earlier this year, because he basically epitomized everything that White Award's about.
incredible. I definitely get that sense where the attendees here aren't just to play games and ignore people that they don't know. I definitely have that sense of camaraderie amongst the attendees. So let's talk challenges. What is one of the challenges that you faced over the years?
Getting priced out of hotels. Hotels trying to get mandatory catering charges out of us, not realizing the small margins that we operate within. So my first few years, I didn't have enough of the attendance where I could guarantee signing a contract. Our second hotel was torn down, so then I went to the Compass Points, the Sheraton Guildford in Surrey. I had to sign a contract, but at that point, we'd been going for 6 or 7 years at that point, so I knew I could get enough bodies in the room. But it's always a question. I used to always be worried, like, will I make enough? Because I can't afford to cover the shortfall. The last 3 years in a row, though, people are tracking me down, saying, when are you going to start charging for attendance? I've sold out the last 3 years in a row. We basically reached what I say critical mass. Well, unfortunately, people are on a waiting list, but this year, everyone who's on a waiting list eventually got to attend the convention because invariably someone registers and somebody tells up they can't make it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if I know ahead of time they can't be here, their money gets refunded. Some people say, well, no, just put it towards the food bank or put it towards someone else who can't afford to be here. Because I want the convention to reflect how I see the world. And the way I see the world is that we're all here to have fun and help each other. And if you can't buy into that philosophy, I really don't want you here.
So as you can tell, listeners, there's a lot about BodasCon that is quite different from most conventions. Okay, last question, and possibly the most difficult. What is your number one favorite thing about running and organizing BodasCon?
I get to see my friends every year. I get to see the joy on their faces when they come. I don't get to play any games at my convention anymore. But to see the joy on the faces of my friends when they... Because some people only see their partners once a year. And I had a friend travel from Massachusetts here. The fact that he, based on the relationship we have, he traveled here based on that relationship. He could go to any board gaming convention he wants. He chose to be here because he sees how I treat people and what my philosophy is. I can't believe, I never thought I'd be this successful. You know, I'm just me, and people apparently like me. I have Tourette's syndrome. I've always been very self-conscious. I used to be very shy. Not so much anymore. You know, I ran for city council last year. Running a board gaming convention is the best way to practice talking to voters, I would say, because you have to know how to read people, and you have to be a people person. And this has really helped me be a people person, be a good person to my community.
Wow, okay. Just a quick recap. Where are all your attendees coming from this year?
Predominantly British Columbia, Vancouver Island, up in the interior. I had people come down from Edmonton, Calgary. I had an attendee come from New York State. One came from Massachusetts, California, Oregon, Idaho, Washington. I've had people come from Pittsburgh. I've had people come from Texas. I have a friend of mine in Israel, and BodasCon is on his bucket list. So they come from everywhere.
Well, I hope they get to make it eventually. Okay, well, that's all the time we've got. Thank you very much, Rob, and I will see you next year.
Yeah, next year, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Registration starts June 1st, and just Google search BodasCon, BOTTOS.CON, and you'll find it.
And it has sold out the past few years, so if you're interested in coming, make sure you get your ticket. Thanks for listening.